I have several childhood friends who are not with us anymore, who, you know, haven't lived as long as I have. And I am grateful that I'm still alive and I'm still healthy, and that I was able to deal with my mental and physical and emotional challenges and survive. I mean, that's a huge thing to be grateful for, because I've lost a lot of people dear to me. And I'm grateful my parents are still alive and healthy. And I have a lot of people who are not able to say that. And certainly with this pandemic, it's a huge opportunity to choose. Do I want to live in fear and, you know, watch the news and feel the divisiveness? Certainly in America right now, it's awfully divided, and it's a scary place to be. And there's the health issues and stuff going on. It's very easy to get bogged down in fear. So that's a great opportunity for me to choose gratitude.
Welcome to the Gratitude Podcast on www.georgeandbenta.com, where you'll hear a new story each week that will inspire more gratitude in your own life. Our mission is to inspire 100,000 people to discover how to feel gratitude and live a happy life through the amazing life stories of our successful guests and their actionable tips. And now, the host of our podcast, Georgian Benta.
Hi, Gratitude Seeker. Welcome to a new episode of the Gratitude Podcast. Today with us, we have a resilient actor. And she actually wrote a book about this, about how to kick ass in the business without kicking your ass. And I think it's very interesting that we get to have artists like her on the podcast, and that we can have a really authentic talk about creativity, the creative process, gratitude. And as you might already know by now, I have a great appreciation for artists and what they bring into the world. And they usually have a really unique and beautiful perspective on gratitude as well. So we have with us today Deborah Wenger, and she's also not just an author, but she's also an actress, a singer, a coach, and a public speaker. Deborah, welcome to the Gratitude Podcast.
Thank you. I'm grateful to be here.
So let us know a little bit more about you. I wanted to be succinct so that we would get to know you better in the interview itself, but I'm sure that you have some really interesting things that you can share with us about the work that you're doing, and also maybe even the people that you've worked with.
Sure. Well, I have a kind of an interesting, bumpy story. I grew up in Chicago, Illinois, in the States, and I was very involved in theater and acting from a young age, and I kept doing that. And then when I was in my late teens, I went off and did that professionally. And I was actually pretty successful doing live theater, but I was not happy. I was not healthy. I was very out of balance. And in any periods of unemployment, I was in really bad shape. I was overweight. I was depressed. I was broken out. I was lonely. I was just a very unhappy person. So even though I was achieving the dream that I had worked towards, it wasn't working. And then I went back and I got a college degree, and I went to LA and I worked in Hollywood in the movie business for a few years. And that was exciting, but that still didn't make me happy. And then I left that part of the film industry. I decided I wanted to go back to acting, but I wanted to find a way to be healthy this time. And I pursued all kinds of health avenues, and I finally got trained and certified as a health coach. So I did a very intensive dive into nutrition, sleep hygiene, stress management, supplementation, exercise, relationships, coaching, all that. And I found a better balance for myself, and then went to pursue helping others try to find balance. So that led to a coaching practice and some books, starting with the community that I knew, with the actors and creative community, And there's a lot of pitfalls as working as an artist where it's very challenging to be healthy in a lot of ways. So I thought it was my mission to help other actors and creatives, and then now leading to entrepreneurs and other walks of life as well, but find self-care and balance so you can do the work that you love without it chewing you up and spinning you out.
Yeah, exactly. Without it kicking your ass.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Without it kicking your ass, because that's how I felt.
Yeah, exactly. It's always been one of the things that, I don't know, I found sad about creative people, that unfortunately, even though they're doing some amazing things and like they just make your mind stop and be in awe of what they're able to create, personally many of them struggle. And for me, that's something that's very sad, and I'm really glad that you're doing something about that.
Thank you. Well, that's my mission, and hopefully I can help a few people find a little bit more balance and have some joy in their lives and still pursue their creative art.
Yeah, definitely. So what I'm very curious about is your perspective on gratitude. Like, how do you define gratitude? Like, what's your definition for gratitude in your own way of seeing it and in your own experience?
Well, I see gratitude as an action and a feeling. I think it is focusing on the positive as opposed to complaining or dwelling on the negative, which I think is a challenge, because there's a negativity bias. We're naturally... Yeah. Inclined to see the things that are going to kill us for survival. So we're always focusing on what's wrong and what needs to be improved and what's dangerous. So you have to train yourself to focus on the positive and what's good. I think it is something that we need to get in the habit of doing. It's a habit. It is something we need to teach ourselves to focus on and to repeatedly look for what's good, what's great, what can fill me, what's right about the world, what's right about my relationships, what's right about my life, and what can I choose to feel joy about? It's a choice.
Yeah, that's so true, and it's basically a really beautiful summing up of what gratitude is, and. I think it's the baseline of what we can do or are able to do, like you said, to make this into a habit. And this is one of the things that we are focusing on, and we are helping people do create this beautiful habit that's so helpful for like you said, like for finding balance, basically. Since we have this negativity bias, it's not always easy to feel grateful or to see the things that are great in our life. And I'm very curious, from a creative person point of view, I know that usually creative people live really intensely, and they can go into some quite dark places. And I'm guessing that from those moments, it's really hard to find gratitude. Do you have some tips that you use for creatives that we might also be inspired by?
Spend more time outside with fresh air in your lungs and healthier habits in your schedule by eliminating the hassle of prepping, cooking, and cleaning up after each meal. Stress-free eating is just one click away this spring. Factor's delicious meals range from calorie smart, keto, protein plus, to vegan and veggie, and they're ready in just 2 minutes. Customize your weekly meals with the flexibility to get as much or as little as you need. Pause or reschedule deliveries to suit your lifestyle. Also, Discover more than 60 add-ons every week, like breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks and beverages to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long. Head to factormeals.com/gratitude50 and use code gratitude50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. That's gratitude50 at factormeals.com/gratitude50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
Yeah, well, I think one feature of that is the belief of what is an artist supposed to be like. And I think there is a belief that, oh, well, an artist is supposed to be tortured. An artist is supposed to be, you know, drinking and smoking and staying up too late and unimpressed by everything, or, you know, what, regardless of what kind of creative pursuit, a lot of them, there's the, you know, the starving artist or the brooding artist or the crazy artist, or that there's a lot of negative attachments. So I think one place to start is the belief that you don't have to be suffering and tortured and miserable and drinking and smoking and staying up too late and all that to be an artist. And so I think that some of that is redefining what that means. And you can be a healthy person and be an artist. I like the metaphor of an artist being more like an athlete. That you, an actor, a dancer, a singer, that your body is your instrument and that you're using yourself physically in the same way that an athlete gets enough rest and takes care of their mindset and is very careful about what they eat and they take time for recovery and they have a coach and all those things that an athlete does to stay in top form. I like that paradigm a lot better, because athletes still, there's still tremendous demands on an athlete, especially, you know, a professional athlete. You think of an Olympian and all the training they have to do, and they have to perform, and they use the same word. They often say perform, and they have to go all out, but when they're done, there isn't that same level of torture, but they can still access their greatness, but then they take time to refuel and take care of themselves. So I try to focus on that paradigm instead of the negativity and all the things that I'm supposed to be. And I think there are actors and painters and all types of artists who think, well, if I'm happy or if I'm balanced or if I'm healthy, I won't have that magic. I won't have that, my creativity. And I personally don't believe that that's necessary. I certainly know that there's projects that can be dark and that might take us to a darker place. But I really try to find a balance and encourage my clients to seek a balance. So when they're not working on a dark project, or when it's not, you know, when it's time to turn it off at night or during the day or whenever it is, that they're able to do that and that they're not afraid to take care of themselves. And that you can, some people find that they're actually better able to access their creativity when they're rested and in a healthy place. But I think it starts with a mindset.
Yeah, most definitely. And one thing that I've seen in my experience, when you're doing some creative work, like, people usually see the end result and it's beautiful, and it's not always as easy as it seems. Like, usually the creative process and the work that goes into something that might not seem as complicated or very complicated is actually, there's a lot of work. And that work itself and making sure that everything is perfect can have a toll, can make us feel in a certain way. And I was wondering if that might be creating this idea of a tortured artist or something like this.
Yeah, I think that could be part of it. I mean, it is definitely it can be exhausting to create and to perfect and to work on a piece or a film or whatever it is over and over and over to get it right. So like you said, to put so much work into it that it looks effortless, right?
Yeah.
It can be exhausting. But again, going back to that athlete paradigm, okay, great. So you ran a marathon. You really had to push it. You go, go, go. And most people are going to be exhausted after running a marathon. So then you have to go into a period and really recover and really take care of yourself and stop running for a few days, or, you know, really feed your body what it needs and really rest, and whether, you know, ice yourself or whatever it is, you know, whatever it is you need to take care of yourself. So, I think there have been some heroic artists, through the years who have not taken care of themselves. Many of them don't last, right? Many of them, end their lives tragically. And, so I think that's part of where that comes from, that some of our heroes have not been prime examples of health. But I believe that it doesn't have to be that way. And, you know, that you can still work hard, but I think you can actually work harder when you take care of yourself.
Exactly. I have the same perspective, and it actually has to do with the fact that usually, thankfully, we get to enjoy a long life, and we need to have this perspective of long-term thinking, and not just in the moment, in the what's going to happen in the next few days or weeks, but we are going to live a bit longer than that, and we need to take care of ourselves and have a perspective that we are going to be the ones that are going to live a year or two or five or 10 from now, and we are going to create, or we are going to do something in our life, and it's much better if we can do that while being healthy, right?
Yeah, and I've come to a place where I'm not willing to sacrifice my health in the same way that I was. That I want to be in a healthy work environment, and I don't want to work with jerks anymore. I don't want to work with people who are asking me to do things that are not supportive of my health and sanity. And I value myself more, and I feel like I've achieved a better sense of balance and health, and I want to work to preserve that. And so I'm not in a place anymore where I'll take any job just because it's a job. Part of the equation is, how does this support my health and happiness and my family life and everything else? So it's a much more balanced perspective.
Yeah, and that's beautiful. That's beautiful. And I would love for all of us to have that that perspective, to be able to choose what's for our highest good, what actually supports the values and everything that we believe in. And in that way, I think we can actually give more and be more efficient in what we're doing. So yeah, I definitely love that.
Absolutely. And if I'm not rested and taking care of myself and happy and feeling supported and all that, I'm not bringing my best work for them. Like you're saying, I'm not my best. They're not getting a good product either.
Yeah, exactly. And I think this applies in many other work areas, or in most work areas, I think. If we can bring our best and we can give our best, then I think the world prospers from that and can enjoy the best that we have. And I think it's a positive upward spiral that we can create by our own example, like in your case. What I also wanted to get into is, if you have some experiences that had made you into a more grateful person, that helped you discover gratitude on a deeper level?
Well, I think just, you know, being through a lot, you know, I have several childhood friends who are not with us anymore, who, you know, haven't lived as long as I have. And I am grateful that I'm still alive and I'm still healthy, and that I was able to deal with my mental and physical and emotional challenges and survive. I mean, that's a huge thing to be grateful for, because I've lost a lot of people dear to me. And I'm grateful my parents are still alive and healthy. And I have a lot of people who are not able to say that. And certainly with this pandemic, it's a huge opportunity to choose how to focus. And, you know, do I want to live in fear and, you know, watch the news and feel the divisiveness? Certainly, you know, in America right now, it's awfully divided, and it's a scary place to be. And there's, you know, it's a, with the election and the race, racial strife and the health issues and stuff going on, it's very easy to get bogged down in fear. So that's a great opportunity for me to choose gratitude and feel like I'm healthy. My kids are healthy. I have a nice house I can stay in. And even though my kids can't go to school, I can have them go to school here and, you know, in my house. And we have working internet, and we have food on the table, and we can, you know, you think about even 20 years ago, before the internet and before grocery delivery and before Amazon and all that. So this has been a great opportunity to reboot and refresh and find the gratitude there.
Spend more time outside with fresh air in your lungs and healthier habits in your schedule by eliminating the hassle of prepping, cooking, and cleaning up after each meal. Stress-free eating is just one click away this spring. Factor's delicious meals range from calorie smart, keto, protein plus, to vegan and veggie, and they're ready in just 2 minutes. Customize your weekly meals with the flexibility to get as much or as little as you need. Pause or reschedule deliveries to suit your lifestyle. Also, discover more than 60 add-ons every week, like breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks and beverages to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long. Head to factormeals.com/gratitude50 and use code gratitude50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. That's gratitude50 at factormeals.com/gratitude50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
So, and the fact that I'm back to a profession that I love with a renewed sense of balance and health that I didn't have before, that's huge. And then I can find additional streams of income and find ways to give back that I hadn't found before. That is very gratifying. So, and then there's just the good old gratitude list. When I, you know, that works. And, I'll do that with my kids. You know, tell me 3 great things that happened today. Right. And sometimes you have to reach and say, well, it didn't rain, or, you know, the mail got to my house on time, or whatever it is. But that seems to help a lot with the habit. And so that's my answer.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you for that. By the way, you mentioned, gratitude as a positive habit. Are there other habits, like small daily habits, that you recommend for us to get set up for success in life?
Oh yeah, well, I'm a habit girl. I think habits are great, and as far as training ourselves to do things so we don't have to think about it. We take the emotion out of it. You don't have to decide if you want to do it. You just do it. And also making the habit small enough that you can be successful and have an upward spiral of success. One of the first things I do is every morning I drink a big glass of water. So because first thing, I've got a good water filter in my bathroom. I fill it up and I just chug a big glass of good filtered water. So I give it helps me wake up. I know I've lost fluids during the night, so I'm hydrated. And then I also feel like, okay, I'm off to a good start. I did one healthy thing. No matter what, I'm on a winning trajectory today. So, yeah. And then daily exercise has been very helpful for my mental state. And for me, I don't say I'm going to do a half hour exercise or I'm going to run 5 miles or I like to see like, I'm going to go to the gym or I'm going to put on my shoes or I'm going to turn on my exercise bike, but I don't worry about the result. I'm going to start. And that's the habit. And so if I start exercising or I put on my shoes today, that's a success.
Excellent.
So I'm not overwhelmed. Cause if I think I'm going to do an hour of cardio, that sounds very overwhelming. So I don't want to do that, but I'll put on my shoes. I can do that. I can dress for exercise.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And the earlier I do that, like if I put my workout clothes on first thing and then I'm already in them, that's one less hurdle. So, and then my sleep is very important. Pardon me. And then I set reminders on my phone when it's time to go to bed. So an hour before sleep, my phone rings and it says, you know, turn off all your screens, get ready for bed. And I try to really hold to that because I find sleep is a very high priority. So those are some habits that I'd probably start with.
Yeah, that's great. That's great. And I truly believe in them as well. And I've seen that it's much more doable if we take small steps and we have small habits rather than, I don't know, trying to do something really big. Like, for instance, with gratitude, just saying that I'm going to write, 10 things each day that I'm grateful for the next 30 days.
Yeah.
It can be really hard to do that because life happens, different things might get in the way and we get bogged down and we stop doing it and we just don't do it at all because mm-hmm. we weren't able to do it at that level. And yeah, I think it's very wise to start like that and to just take these small steps because from that we can grow and we can do however many steps we want, basically. But just taking those small steps are the starters.
Yeah, and I think when we commit to someone else or we involve someone else in the process and have accountability, it's very helpful because I know I am a lot more loyal to other people than I am to myself. And if I tell someone else I'm going to do something, I will do it. If I tell myself I'll do something, I might not. I'll find ways to talk myself out of it. But if I promise a friend or a coach or a mentor or a spouse or whomever that I'm going to do it, I'm much more likely to do it because I don't want to embarrass myself and I don't want to let them down. So,
yeah. Yeah. So that's another.
Have a friend to help you out.
Yeah. Yeah. Definitely. It's much more powerful when we do that, and I think it's a great way to know how we work so that we know how to make things work somehow. Good. So what I also wanted to ask you is how can we integrate gratitude more in our life? Like, do you have some tips on how we can actually turn gratitude into a habit?
Well, I think there's a lot of power in questions. Mm-hmm. And your brain will answer whatever questions you ask it. So if you ask yourself, what's lousy? Why does my life stink? Why does everybody hate me? Why do I have to deal with this, you know, why is God mad at me? You know, any of those kind of questions, you'll get answers and they won't be pleasant, but you'll get your answers. But if you say, what's awesome, or why am I so lucky, or what do I have to be grateful for, or what is so cool about my life that I haven't noticed recently, or any of those questions, you'll get answers to those. So it's there's a tremendous power in asking yourself positive questions. So whether that's writing it on a sticky note and putting it on your computer, or having reminders that come up on your phone or your calendar, or you know, putting something on your mirror, writing in lipstick or something on your hand, or putting a rubber band on your wrist, whatever that is, all of those are valuable ways to remind yourself to ask those questions, and so you can get those answers. And a gratitude list is the same, is also the same thing. And that's asking the question, what do I have to be grateful for? So that's using pen and paper to do so. But reminding yourself of positive questions. And so you could, you have to find the answers.
Yeah, I think you've touched upon something that's really powerful, the power of questions. And it's so true. If we ask ourselves, why does this always happen to me? I don't know. Why is life this way? Why are things so bad? Our brain starts working and it finds answers. And it's usually not something that we like, but it's answering our call. It's answering our questions. And unfortunately, we tend to focus more on the things that we ask about. For instance, if we ask about, like you said, what we're grateful for, or what opportunities there are in a certain situation, or what are the possible solutions for a certain problem, our brain will keep working, but in another direction, in a direction that's actually healthy and useful for us, right?
Right. Absolutely.
Yeah. And I'm very curious. I'm sure you haven't thought about this, so I know it might take a bit to think about this. In your experience with all of the actors that you worked with and all of the people in this business, is there a person who you think was or is the most grateful?
Spend more time outside with fresh air in your lungs and healthier habits in your schedule by eliminating the hassle of prepping, cooking, and cleaning up after each meal. Stress-free eating is just one click away this spring. Factor's delicious meals range from calorie smart, keto, protein plus, to vegan and veggie, and they're ready in just 2 minutes. Customize your weekly meals with the flexibility to get as much or as little as you need. Pause or reschedule deliveries to suit your lifestyle. Also, discover more than 60 add-ons every week, like breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks and beverages, to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long. Head to factormeals.com/gratitude50 and use code gratitude50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. That's gratitude50 at factormeals.com/gratitude50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
The person who comes to mind for me is Tom Hanks. He's as nice as you think he is. He's really kind and easy to work with and very hardworking. And I think because he had a relatively bumpy road, he didn't start out a movie star. You know, he had periods of unemployment, then he did some moderately successful television, and then he was unemployed for a while, and then he did some kind of uninspiring movies, and it took a long time before he got to the level of success that he has now. So I think he definitely has an appreciation for that and does not take that for granted, and is not a person who just shows up and said, you know, comes in and doesn't try. I mean, he really puts a lot of effort into it. He's really all in, and he shows up, he's present, he's just easy to work with. But I think a lot of that comes from an appreciation of not having always been successful. And I think there is something to be said for a lot of artists who really had to pay their dues and really work and earned it. Didn't just get there because they were handsome and somebody said, you should be a star. So having earned that, I think that he comes to it with a grateful heart. I think that's definitely a piece of it.
That's very inspiring, actually. And I think it can be inspiring for many of our listeners that, like most of us, might have a bumpy ride and might have different challenges and might think that if life isn't perfect and they're having all of these challenges, they can't be grateful. But I think the beautiful part about what you just shared is the fact that precisely because you are having these kinds of challenges, that you can be a grateful person and appreciate where you are right now, even if you're not a Hollywood star or anything. But I think the principle applies for all of us, isn't it?
Yeah. And, you know, one thing that I frequently remind my clients and myself and everyone is that not to derive all of our value and all of our worth from one category of our lives. If we have a rule for ourselves, I will only be a successful, happy person if my career is going well, that then in periods when your career is not going well, you're not a happy person. You feel like you have no value. So to find value and worth and happiness and joy and success in other areas, in your relationships, in your contribution, in your personal life, in your hobbies, in your, you know, whatever else there is, just being yourself, you're not putting all your eggs in one basket, and you're not completely floored when something happens to whatever that one category is, you know, your appearance or your career or your relationship, that if you put all of your energy and all of your derived value from that, if something happens to that, then what happens? It all falls apart. So I think that's a trap that a lot of artists get into, a lot of people get into, is that if I'm not a working actor, I'm a failure in life. If my entrepreneurial venture is not making money right now, I'm a failure. So it's a lot easier to feel gratitude and joy when you have a much more rounded set of interests and things that you're contributing your time, energy, and money to.
Wow. This is so wise and so beautiful and so true. And I've been in that situation, and it's really hard. But like you said, when you have other things going on and you create a balance in your life in different areas of life, it's much easier when one isn't working as great as you hoped. And it really creates a beautiful balance. And I just love the way you've explained it. It's so powerful, and it makes it easier for us to feel grateful. If we have all of our eggs in one basket, it's really hard if things aren't going great for us to find anything to feel grateful about.
Right. And especially if those are things that are beyond our control.
Yeah.
We don't always have control over these things. And if one way that we can keep some control is by spreading ourselves out in a more balanced way, for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. So I love this idea, and I would love to end with this, because it's really something that I would love for myself and for our audience to think about, and to make sure that we have this kind of balance so that if anything happens, we are covered, and that we can still be grateful and happy and enjoy life. So thank you very much for being here with us, Deborah. Let us know how can our audience get in touch with you. Where can they get your album, your book?
Yeah, well, the book is The Resilient Actor, How to Kick Ass in the Business Without It Kicking Your Ass. It's available on Amazon and Barnes & Noble. I also have an audiobook on Audible. And you can learn all about me or contact me through deborahwanger.com.
Perfect, perfect. Again, thank you very much for being here with us and for sharing your wisdom and your experience with us.
Great. Thank you so much. It was a pleasure.
As I'm helping people move their businesses online by using my web expertise, I also want you to experience more abundance through gratitude, especially in these troubling times. And I have put all that I know in this step-by-step course to help you go from lack to abundance in 7 weeks. Go to georgianbenta.com/abundance to find out more. That's georgianbenta.com/abundance. See you there.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Are you experiencing more lack in your life than you used to? Unfortunately, some things are not in our control, but we can control how we see them. Join me on a 7-week journey from lack to abundance through gratitude. Go to georgianbenta.com/abundance course. That's georgianbenta.com/abundance course. To join me now. Are you experiencing more lack in your life than you used to? Unfortunately, some things are not in our control, but we can control how we see them. Join me on a 7-week journey from lack to abundance through gratitude. Go to georgianbenta.com/abundance course. That's georgianbenta.com/abundance course to join me now.